Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Yes, you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and back for a second time is my favorite person to interview, and actually the favorite person I know in book writing, book reviewing, and anything on finance and living longer. It is Jean Chatsky. She and I wrote the book Age Proof, Living Longer without breaking a hip or running out. Well, actually, it's without running out of money or breaking a hip. I got to get those in the right order, Jean.
You know, it's funnier one way than the other. If you say it out loud, if you say living longer without breaking a hip or running out of money, it's not nearly as funny as running out of money or breaking a hip. And I don't know why that is, except maybe it's just that it ends on a consonant.
Jean is the finance editor of the Today Show, and is the person who taught me more about finance as you get older than anybody else, in fact, than all the other people I've ever met combined. And she did that in one short two-day period when she and I were together in Los Angeles doing a pilot for a TV show called The Experts. The TV show didn't go anyplace, but I got to meet Jean, and she had the idea for this book, and so we've worked together on it, and I'm privileged to interview her. We did the first part of this interview. You'll want to listen to podcast 824. You can get that, obviously, at iHeart or at RadioMD.com. But this is the second part of the interview, and I want to catch up with where we were. One of the key things, Jean, is not keeping your finances or your health to yourself. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's got to be a team effort. And just like you have a team of professionals that you work with for your medical care and amateurs, important amateurs, you need to do the same thing where your money is concerned. And that's true whether or not you are part of a couple, part of a relationship. Of course, if you have a spouse, you want to discuss financial matters with your spouse. You would be shocked at how many people don't. One of my favorite Wall Street Journal headlines of all time was an article headlined "Retirement: She Says Miami, He Says Maine," or something to that effect. And the point was that, you know, many couples think about retirement. They have this vision of retirement in their minds, and yet they have never discussed it with their spouse. And as a result, they're not on the same page about what their priorities are, about where they're going to be, about when it's going to happen. So you have to open up and talk about your money, which is not necessarily the easiest thing to do, because we're raised to believe that your financial life, like your health, like your sex life, should be private. And it really shouldn't.
Now, when you say it shouldn't be private, you do mean that it should be kept, if you will, private, but shared with a few key people who, in other words, it's not for Facebook posting.
No, certainly not. It isn't. It's meant to be shared with a team of people that you've built to help you move in the right direction. And those are people like a financial advisor, if you feel like you have, like you need one. And in the book, we talk about how to find the person who can work best for you. Other team members might include accountants, tax preparers, estate planning attorneys. And the most important part, the most important team member, I think, for your finances, as for your health, is your accountability buddy. Somebody who will keep you on the straight and narrow when it comes to meeting the goals that you set for yourself, whether you're trying to pay off debt or you're trying to keep your spending in line or you're trying to save a little bit more.
And your accountability buddy isn't necessarily your spouse, right?
No, it shouldn't be somebody who likes you too much. I mean, it really should be somebody who feels like they can tell you the truth, the unvarnished truth, and be straight with you. You don't want a person who thinks that, you know, you that you're the last word on anything, because the job of this person is to challenge you and to tell you when you're not keeping up with your stated goals, and to tell you to get with the program, and then to hold you accountable and make you do it. And a lot of people have accountability buddies in life. I've shared with you, I have a running partner. She is my accountability buddy for fitness as well as many other things, because when you run with somebody for an hour in the woods, you talk about a lot of things. So she is my accountability buddy for many, many things. But I'm not going to leave her standing on the corner waiting for me to go for a run. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to go for that run with her.
So it's a social responsibility as well as being accountable that does it.
Right. And sometimes you can, if you don't have anybody in your life that you feel can be your accountability buddy, you can hire one in the form of a coach. I've become familiar with the coaching that you do at the Cleveland Clinic, and how that helps people meet their health goals and starting to be meeting their financial goals. But I also had an experience with my mom after my dad passed away, where she felt like she was missing her sounding board. She felt like she was missing her accountability buddy, despite the fact that she had me and my brothers to talk to about her finances. And we went out and we shopped for a financial advisor that could step into that role for her, that could be that sounding board when she needed
it. And how intimidated was that process for the financial advisors when they've got the financial editor of the Today Show interviewing them?
Oh, yeah, it was okay. You've met me. I'm not too daunting.
You do make it easy and comfortable, and that's one of the things you want in your advisors, right? Someone who you can really talk to.
Yeah, and that's true. Your doctors as well as your financial advisors. I mean, I feel the same way about my gynecologist. You know, if I can't have an open, honest conversation with her, then she might be the best doctor on the planet, but she's not the right doctor for me. And the same is true of a financial advisor. If you can't be honest with this person, if you're hiding from them that you've got a couple of credit cards and that you've racked up debt, or that you're unable to get yourself to save as much as you would like, or whatever, you're not allowing them to do the job that you're hiring them to do.
So I should say that in the book, you have a key set of questions and potential answers, what you want to hear for an advisor, that you ask potential advisors. And another great table in the book that I learned a lot from was what each of the abbreviations or credentials mean, CFP, RIA, registered representative, CFA, et cetera.
It's a confusing world out there, hiring financial help, and I think it's a scary one, because in the aftermath of the Bernie Madoff scandal, a lot of people really, and the financial crisis, a lot of people really didn't trust both financial people and their firms. And so you do have to do your homework before you hire somebody to help you with your money, and you should never take your eyes off the ball. Even if somebody in there helping you, you want to continue to look at what's going on in your accounts on a regular basis.
Now, what about do you hire a separate person to be a tax specialist, or should it be the same person who's your financial advisor who should do
your taxes?
How does that work?
Most financial planners are not going to do your taxes. Your need for somebody, I mean, many people these days can do their own taxes with the help of a tax software program like a TurboTax, and that works just fine. But if you feel like you've got a more complicated life than that, or you want to have a person help you with some tax planning to save more on taxes next year and into the future. And this is particularly important as you head into retirement and you're trying to figure out whether you should be spending the money out of your tax-deferred retirement accounts before you spend money out of accounts on which you've already paid taxes. It just gets complicated. At that point, you want somebody to help you with your taxes, and you can go with anybody from a tax preparer that really just prepares taxes to an enrolled agent, which is a person who is more expert in preparing taxes, has the ability to represent you in front of the IRS if you get audited. Generally, these enrolled agents used to work for the IRS. I